This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
ESPN has just ranked the top defensive backs in the NFL. They've put their rankings of 1 through 10, and they've put their honorable mention and guys that they think will be making the list in years to come. Where do you think our Atlanta Falcons' A.J. Terrell falls on this list?
I don't think he's on the list if it's top 10.
Well, sir, you would be 100% correct. According to ESPN, A.J. Terrell is in the honorable mention of best defensive backs in the NFL. This is what the columnists at ESPN have to say about A.J. Terrell. He's a prototypical cover corner with his length and his ability to disrupt. But his ball production has been up and down, and he has been inconsistent with creating turnovers throughout his career. I think that is a fair assessment of what the skills that A.J. Terrell brings to the Atlanta Falcons. Now, the only problem with the assessment and where he is ranked as far as the defensive backs in the NFL is that he is not paid at like an honorable mention member or honorable mention quality defensive back. A.J. Terrell's annual salary puts him in the top five. As a matter of fact, it puts him in the top three of highest paid defensive backs in the NFL. Last year, A.J. Terrell signed a four-year, $81 million extension with the Atlanta Falcons. Many people suggested and figured that the Falcons were going to give him quite a hefty payday. He's had a decent career so far here in Atlanta. He's been an All-Pro player three times. He's been to the Pro Bowl four times. But he's never been the type of guy that's going to lead the NFL in turnovers or interceptions. Is he a shutdown true cornerback number one? I would say yes. But looking at these names on the guys that they have ranked as the top defensive backs or cornerbacks in the NFL, most of them are truly better than what A.J. Terrell has been putting out. Now, there are three names on this list in his top 10 that I'm not in total agreement with. So let's look at this. Currently, they have ranked as the 10th best defensive back in the National Football League, Devin Witherspoon, of the Seattle Seahawks. Witherspoon was a high draft pick, top 10 pick, 10th overall, is a great one-on-one ball defender, and has played really well for the Seahawks. That I can live with. But your number nine guy is only going into his second year in the NFL. That's Quinyon Mitchell of the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of people thought that the Falcons were going to look at Quinyon Mitchell last year when he came out in the draft. He was a first-round pick in 2024. How, after 1 year, now the Eagles won a Super Bowl, but I'm not going to say that he was a key cog in that defense. He was a part of a tandem of young defensive backs that the Eagles used to really shore up that defensive secondary and get back to the Super Bowl. But to have him in the top 10 after 1 year in the NFL, not quite sure about that. Number seven on this list is right here in the NFC South, J.C. Horn of the Carolina Panthers. Out of South Carolina is a definite lockdown defender. Top 10, probably. But if I had to pick between A.J. Terrell and J.C. Horn, I would still go with A.J. Terrell. Now, in the top five, I really can't debate any of these guys, but I am surprised that the guy they had number five, they have Sauce Gardner, who just got paid by the New York Jets as the fifth best defensive back in the league. I thought Sauce Gardner would at least be number one or number two. He's currently now the highest paid defensive back in the NFL. I'm sure he's happy about that. But they have Trent McDuffie of the Kansas City Chiefs ranked just above Sauce Gardner. No, not from what I've seen out of Trent McDuffie. Denzel Ward of the Cleveland Browns has reached the top three. Denzel Ward out of Ohio State, definitely a really good lockdown corner. But I would not have him in my top three. Derek Stingley Jr., formerly of LSU of the Houston Texans, is currently the second rated defensive back in the NFL, and I cannot argue with that. That's another player that the Falcons could have had in the draft a few years ago. We took an offensive player instead. He currently is the second highest paid defensive back or corner at $30 million per year, and he earns every bit of it. And according to NFL, or according to ESPN, the number one for the second year in a row defensive back is Patrick Surtain II of the Denver Broncos. And you will not. He was last year's ranked number one. He's currently ranked number one again. You're not going to get any argument out of me. Patrick Surtain is the gold standard currently of defensive backs in the NFL. Came, of course, out of Alabama. And there will be very few people that would say that there's a better cornerback, coverage corner, and run supporter than Patrick Surtain II. But once again, our A.J. Terrell, who is the third highest paid guy in the NFL, is currently in the honorable mention of the NFL defensive backs. And that is justly not probably where I think the guy, he needs to be. Is his ranking high enough? Well, another stellar season for him in 2025 would definitely help. But at the way we are paying him and what he needs to do, definitely needs to improve. How some of these guys, Quinyon Mitchell and Christian Gonzalez. Christian Gonzalez was also a first-round pick just last year. How they are being ranked above A.J. Terrell, who's been a perennial Pro Bowler over the last several years. I'm just not seeing it. But what he needs to do and what he's going to do is hopefully justify what we are paying him this year coming. The Falcons have spent a lot of draft capital and a lot of assets in improving the pass rush. Will the improved pass rush be able to take a little bit of pressure off of our defensive secondary? That's got to be the plan, because a lot of times – the fact that A.J. Terrell sometimes gets left on an island for 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds, that possibly has led to his lack of production. And the reason that happens is quarterbacks that have played the Falcons have had the opportunity to sit back and pick apart our defensive secondary because we could not get pressure on them. That has been the major focus of Terry Fontenot and Coach Ra since they've taken over the leadership of the Falcons. Will Jalen Walker and Jane Pierce Jr. and the addition of Leonard Floyd be able to change that for our Falcons defense? Well, that's all what we expect. We all expect a significant jump in quarterback pressures and sacks from this defense in 2025. With that jump, hopefully we'll show an increase in turnover creation. If A.J. Terrell and whoever ends up being CB2, now that's going to be a position battle in training camp. Right now it says that there could be three or four different guys. If you look at the Falcons' depth chart, is it going to be D. Alford lining up in the nickel or at quarterback number two? Is it going to be one of the other? I mean, we have several defensive backs that are going to come in here and try to compete and get this starting spot opposite A.J. Terrell. It's been a weakness for a few seasons now. But I don't care if you bring back a prime Deion Sanders. If the pass rush is not getting to the quarterback, if we are not creating havoc and getting quarterbacks off their primary reads, our defensive secondary is still going to continue to struggle. Our defensive backs are going to have issues creating turnovers. It will be a continuance of what we've seen over the past several years. Now, I'm going to say again, I do not think that these rankings that ESPN is putting out, having A.J. Terrell in the honorable mention, is quite accurate. Some of these guys that they are ranking ahead of him, I need to see more from. I do not believe that a guy who's played 1 year in the NFL has established himself to be a better defensive back than A.J. Terrell. But I do believe A.J. Terrell still needs to play better and get some of these defensive takeaways and not be on the wrong side of big plays being played against him on a weekly basis. Now, a few of the other names in the honorable mention: Marlon Humphrey, Trayvon Diggs, and L'Jarius Sneed. Now, when L'Jarius Sneed was playing with the Chiefs, he was considered one of the top defensive backs in the league. 1 year away from the Chiefs, and now he's in honorable mention? Trayvon Diggs, of course, is coming back from an injury. 2 years ago, he led all of the NFL in defensive turnovers. So these lists can be really changed and manipulated quickly and fast. I just don't know if I agree with where they've got A.J. listed here on this list of the best defensive backs in the NFL. Training camp's coming. The regular season will be here. Will be a lot of time and a lot of opportunities for A.J. Terrell. I hope he reads this. Now, I know a lot of guys don't read the press clippings. They don't look at these so-called rankings. But I hope he's feeling a little bit maybe disrespected. I hope maybe he can use this as a little bit of motivation. There was, I mean, what was it? Maybe 2-3 seasons ago that there would have been a lot of people that said A.J. Terrell is on the perspective to being a top five, maybe even one of the top 2 or 3 defensive backs in the NFL. Well, we paid him like he was. Now he's got to earn it. Now he's got to show it. Now he's got to prove it. I'm not agreeing with this list. I do not agree that A.J. Terrell should be in the second tier of defensive backs. I think he's played his way into the top tier, the top 10, but he's got to continue to do it. He's got to prove some of these people are overranked by being ranked above him. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, timeout with Eric Slaughter here on this Thursday night. 404-726-0929, and of course, all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It looks like several teams have actually already reported to camp. The rookies for the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills reported to camp yesterday. The Los Angeles Chargers, who are playing in the Hall of Fame game, are currently in camp, as well are the Detroit Lions. All those teams have opened camp to rookies. Now, it looks like veterans will report over the weekend for some of those teams, but training camps will start officially opening as early as this weekend for other teams. The Bears have rookies reporting in on the 19th, as well as the Cincinnati Bengals. The Browns rookies, including, of course, Shedeur Sanders, will be in camp tomorrow, the 18th. And by early next week, just about every team will be in training camp. Of course, the Falcons have rookies and veterans showing up next Wednesday, the 23rd, and their first open practice for everybody, including us here at Sports Radio 92 in the Game, will be on the 24th. So it is here, and it is ready to go. I did not realize that the Lions and the Chargers, who will be playing in the Hall of Fame game, they get to go a week earlier than everyone else because they will play in that first preseason game. So the Hall of Fame game must be that first weekend of August because all of the other teams will play on the weekend of the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. But that Hall of Fame game, which is the first preseason game every year that a lot of teams dread having to be a part of because the fact that they have to play one extra game, the Hall of Fame game will be played on Thursday, July 31st in Canton, of course, at Hall of Fame Stadium, as the Detroit Lions will take on the Los Angeles Chargers. So if you really want your football fix, 2 weeks from today, you will get it. Two Thursdays from now, we will have preseason football returning to sports. And then the week after that, it pretty much just gets going. Now, I, for one, I actually thoroughly enjoy watching all the preseason games. I like seeing the rookies get their chance to show what they can do because a lot of them will not get a lot of playing time when the regular season starts. The Falcons are going to have a big question mark at what happens. What do they do with Michael Penix Jr.? How much playing time are the Falcons going to give him in the preseason? We cannot make the same mistake that we made with Desmond Ridder going into his first year as the full-time starter for our Falcons. Okay? That was a different coaching team, a different regime. But we all remember that when Desmond Ridder was named the full-time starter for our Falcons, he played almost no time in the preseason. And we all thought that that was not the proper course of action when you're starting a quarterback for the first time who's practically a rookie. You name him a starter for the regular season, and then he played a minimal amount of snaps in the preseason. How many games and how much playing time will Michael Penix Jr. get when the Falcons kick off their preseason schedule? Now, I don't think he needs to play three quarters every game, but I really believe that he should be playing up until halftime, probably, of the first three games. That final preseason game that is the game that pretty much only the guys who are trying to make those final roster spots play, that should be the one game where maybe he doesn't suit up. But those first two, he needs to play the majority of the snaps with his first team. He needs to get a real connection with his starting wide receivers. He needs to get a real connection with the starting offensive line. Yes, three starts in 2024, we saw really good things from him, okay? But that was 8 months ago. That was December. We're now in July. We'll be in August. It'll be almost 9 full months since these guys have played meaningful downs of football. You're not going to sit here and tell me that it is to Michael Penix Jr.'s benefit for him not to play a lot of preseason games. Oh, we can't get him hurt. Oh, he's out there. He might be playing against guys who, you know, he's not playing against the number one, so he gets better competition in practice. No, I don't agree with that. I don't think that's the philosophy that the Falcons need to have going into year one of him being the full-time starter. Now, we can't wrap him in bubble wrap and protect him from getting hit. That's part of the process as well. Getting his timing down, getting his reps in. You know, of course, in practice he wears a red jersey. You can't put your hands on him in practice. So he's got to get in there. He's got to feel the heat. He's got to feel the pressure. He's got to step up in the pocket. He's got to make throws. He's got to take some hits. And he's got to get ready for regular season. So this will be a huge decision that Coach Raheem Morris and his offensive staff have to decide. How much do we play Michael Penix in the preseason? Once again, I'm going to say it. We can't make the same mistake that we made in the Desmond Ridder regime. Now, Desmond Ridder was never a first-round pick. He was your third-round guy. He was never probably considered to be a can't-miss or a future, you know, this is our quarterback for the next 10 years. That's what we all expect from Michael Penix Jr. But you can't sit here and say, well, we got to protect him from himself. We got to protect him from getting hurt. We want him ready for week one. Yes, I agree. We want him ready for week one. We need him healthy. We need him ready to go. But we also can't afford to come out week one with a matchup that's a NFC South division opponent and him not be ready to go because he didn't play enough in the preseason. I know they're going to have some of those inner team practices against probably the Miami Dolphins or whatever team they'll play in the second preseason game. But does 3 days practicing against another NFL team make you ready for the regular season? Does 3 days of ones versus ones playing a different team make you ready to go in the first week in September? I don't think so. Is the preseason the best competition that you'll see? Of course not. No. But it is significant. You do get the reps in, the timing in, and all the things that you need to get your confidence, to get your continuity for this first-team offense. We all expect the Falcons' offense to improve by 7, 8, 9 points a game this year. The average of 23 points per game in 2025 is not going to be accepted in 2024. It's not going to be accepted in 2025. Anything below 26 to 28 points per game out of this offense is a failure. Anything below 26, 28, 30 points per game from this Falcons offense is unacceptable. And I'm not talking about 14 points in touchdowns, another 12 in field goals. The days of the Falcons getting three or four field goals from special teams week in and week out have to be a part of the past. Our red zone efficiency has to take a serious leap for this team to be a true playoff contender. And that means Penix has to be on the same page with Drake London, Bijan Robinson, and Kyle Pitts. For this Falcons offense to get to the standard that we expect going into this year, Penix, Pitts, London, and Bijan have to be on a real serious continuity page. These guys are going into this year with lofty expectations. There is no one in Flowery Branch. There is no one in those offensive meetings that are going to start next Thursday and continue day in and day out for the rest of the next 4, 5, 6 months. There's nobody sitting in that room saying to ourselves, we cannot be a top offense in this league. You're sitting there with a room with a first-round wide receiver, first-round running back, first-round quarterback, and a first-round tight end. How many offensive rooms around the NFL can boast that? How many rooms in the NFL, how many offensive coordinators can walk into the room and say, yes, all of my weapons are first-round drafted guys. All guys that came in here with first-round grades and expectations that I get to call plays for week in and week out. There's very few. If you've got three first-round offensive weapons, you might not have a first-round quarterback. The Dallas Cowboys don't have a first-round quarterback. Okay? The Philadelphia Eagles, the reigning Super Bowl champions, do not have a first-round drafted quarterback running the show for them. We do. We got a first-round quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and three of our first starting offensive linemen are first-round draft picks. This offense is set up and expected to be high-powered and efficient. And in order to do that, you're going to have to get quality reps in the preseason. August 8th, when we kick off the preseason here in Atlanta, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, when the Falcons welcome in the Detroit Lions, an offense that's pretty good themselves, we need to see exactly what this team can do. We need to see exactly what we expect to see from these guys. Now, if they go out there for two series and we get two drives and they both end in touchdowns, you say, okay, we'll pull them out now, fine. But if you go out there and you go three and out or you go two series and you have to punt it away, you need to keep coming back out there until we get some results. I cannot see this team going into week one of the regular season and we have not seen the offense put up big numbers in the preseason, and we're feeling confident about it. This is a really important year for our Dirty Birds. This is a big year for our guys to show that what we've been building towards here in this town is ready to pay off. A division championship is the expectation and should be the only goal going into this season. And then the other goals stand in line. But the goal number one should be to take claim and finish top of the NFC South. The Tampa Bay Bucks have won this division for the last several years. We beat them twice last year, but yet they won the division. Can you help me understand that? How a team that we beat twice during the regular season still won the division and we didn't. That cannot be the course of action in 2025. We all expect the Saints to be a very bad team this year. The Saints are in the Arch Manning sweepstakes. We know it. Okay, the Carolina Panthers, they took a couple steps forward. I do like what they did in the draft, but they are not better than what we are. What they're running out there on offense and defense is not more than what we have. They had the former number one pick overall at quarterback, but he doesn't have the offensive weapons that Michael Penix Jr. has. They've got a couple good guys on defense, but remember, their best defender now resides in New York because they couldn't pay him last year. Okay? They got J.C. Horn, who's considered a top defensive back. Well, he can't cover everybody. The Falcons have the most complete roster in the NFC South, and that means we should be the champions of this division for this year and several years in the future. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Falcons training camp 1 week away. Other teams already in camp, and it is pretty much here. Football season is just around the corner. Sports Radio 929 The Game, timeout with Eric Slaughter. We'll take our final break, and we'll come back and wrap it up for the night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wrapping it up here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this Thursday night. Oren bringing me back with some smooth grooves, trying to send us out of here with a delightful evening. 404-726-0929. If you were going to the WNBA All-Star Game in Indianapolis, you're going to be quite disappointed, because the news has been confirmed that the leading vote getter and host of the event, pretty much Caitlin Clark, is not going to participate in the game or the All-Star festivities, the three-point shootout, or any of the skills competitions, and it's right there in her home arena. Such a sad part, or a sad situation, for all those people who paid those tickets to go see her and be at that All-Star game with the most, you know, the anticipation of her being pretty much the coming out party for her, and she will not be able to play in it because of injury. Breonna Stewart of the Atlanta Dream has been named as a replacement. So she will be taking Caitlin Clark's position in the game as Clark will be out. She injured her, looks like a groin. She injured early this week and will not be a part of the WNBA All-Star game right there in her home arena. Of course, she'll come out and wave to the fans, and because she is the captain of the team, so she'll probably be sitting on the bench, but she will not be able to play in any of the festivities. Too bad, too bad. I know a lot of people, I would go to it. If it comes to Atlanta, that's something I would go to. I'm sure that's probably a reasonable ticket. You're not going to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to go to the WNBA All-Star game, but that's going to be a pretty cool event. I'll watch it. It's going to be Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Not much will be going on. Of course, the Braves will be in action. So 7:15 on Friday, 7:15 on Saturday, and 1:35 on Sunday. Those are your Braves game times for this weekend. Going to be big fun at Truist Park this week. Truist Park, and you are the staff there. You're going to earn a vacation. So after being out there all week with all the All-Star festivities, now you got the Yankees followed by the San Francisco Giants coming to town. The staff at Truist Park has definitely earned some time off. After that, they'll be on the road, and the trade deadline, the end of the month, Major League Baseball trade deadline will be coming up. Will the Braves be shipping off assets or bringing in people to help them make a late push to the playoffs? I told Oren earlier today, like, Oren, do you have that soundbite where Jim Moore was saying playoffs, and I can't believe you're going to talk to me about the playoffs? Well, I mean, it's going to be talked about here in Atlanta. I don't think it's very reasonable of an expectation at this point. 9.5 games, you're out of the wild card. 12.5 games, you're out of the division. If you start these next 6 to 8 games going 5-3 or 6-2, you got a chance still, maybe. Remember, right now, the San Francisco Giants sit in one of the wild card holders. So you got 4 teams you got to jump over. There's only one way you're going to do it other than head-to-head competition, and that's playing some of the best baseball you've played all year. But in order to do it, if you're really going to have this chance, you've got to beat the teams directly ahead of you in both the division and in the wild card standings. So right now, your 3 wild card teams – oh, wow, the Giants are actually a half game out. So your 3 wild card teams – in the National League right now, the Milwaukee Brewers, New York Mets, and the San Diego Padres. Just underneath them are the San Francisco Giants, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Cincinnati Reds, the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Miami Marlins, and then you get to the Atlanta Braves. Now, the Marlins, the Diamondbacks, and the Braves are all separated by 2 games. Now, you know you're going to see the Marlins plenty in the second half of the year. So getting above them, you can do it by your own head-to-head competition. You get the Giants this weekend. You're currently 8 games behind the Giants. Well, you take a couple from them, that'll help you. I think you've already played your series against the Reds. You might see the Diamondbacks again. But none of those teams are really, really good. I mean, the Diamondbacks, the Marlins, and the Braves are all below 500. The Reds and the Cardinals are just slightly above 500. And you just took a series from the Cardinals. So you're not going to sit here and say that all these teams that are ahead of you in the wild card race are locks to stay there, okay? But you have to do what you have to do, and you got to do it against the good competition in your division and in the National League. So it'll start really quick this week. The Yankees are fighting tooth and nail with the Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays in their division. The Yankees will come in here 2 games behind the Blue Jays and after being pretty much in first place all year long. They're 53-43, 10 games above 500. The Yankees are 10 games above. The Braves are 12 games below. 12 games. Well, actually, you're 11. You're 42-53, 11 games below 500. If the goal to make the wild card is probably 85 to 86 wins, that means you still have to win 40 to 42 more games this year. That means pretty much you're winning 2 out of every 3. That's a really tough mountain to climb. Can it be done? Yes. You're going to have to get right and get right in a hurry. No more of this can't get right, boss. No more of this I don't know why this is happening, boss. No. This, you've had some days off. Hopefully they've had a little bit of a team meeting. They all reported back today. They'll be there tomorrow morning for, you know, some workouts and some batting practice. And come tomorrow night, when the Yankees and the Braves take the field at Truist Park, you got to have a different mentality, a different mindset, and winning has to start happening quickly and in a hurry. I say this, like I said, you've got the Giants, you've got the Yankees, and then you go on the road. If by the end of the month you're still double-digit games out in the division and in the wild card race, who would blame AA if he says, yep, I can go ahead and send some of these guys packing and see what I can get in return for them? No one's going to be upset to see Rossio Iglesias be traded away. He was the best closer in baseball in 2024. And in 2025, just completely has lost his mojo. He's had some decent outings as of late. But there's been several times where the Braves were in the same situation and he has not been the guy they called out of the bullpen. So, is there a team out there that will offer you a prospect or some other positional help in return for him? We'll see what happens. Is Marcell Ozuna an attractive player for a playoff contender that's missing a bat in the middle of the lineup? Could Marcell Ozuna go into another locker room and say, hey, I can give you an offensive pop and help you get into the playoffs and maybe fight for a World Series? If he comes back from this week off of the MLB All-Star break and shows that he is fighting back from this injury and the Braves still aren't winning games, he possibly could be and should be someone that the Braves really look to trade. We will see what happens when they come back starting tomorrow night. Spencer Strider has to be the tone setter. Spencer Strider has to come out Friday night facing a Yankees offense that is stacked and loaded from top to bottom, and he's got to set the tone very quickly. We need a double-digit type of strikeout night from Spencer Strider, and you need to get a first-game victory of this series. Getting a first-game victory of this series, having Strider have a typical Strider-type night where his fastball is hitting the high 90s, he's getting swings and misses, and he's sitting down batters in the Yankees lineup, it goes a long way of setting the tone for this post-All-Star schedule. But will the Braves be able to execute defensively and offensively enough for us to say, yes, we need to not have a complete fire sale going into the trade deadline? Lots of writers out there saying the Braves have only one option. Sell, sell, sell. They sound like the guys from Trading Places when they were trying to sell the orange juice. Sell, sell, sell. I want to sit back, wait, and see. But after 6 games against the Yankees and the Giants, I think we will have our answer. I think we'll know very quickly what this Braves team is going to be in the second half. Will it be more of the same? Or will they find some type of spark and some type of rejuvenation to take us through August and September? What are you betting your money on? Acuna's back. He's playing well. We've got Jorison Profar back from his suspension. He's been playing well. Can we get our other guys back to where they should be and we know they can be? Only the time will tell. Only the play on the field will determine it. And that's what we have to look forward to. Once again, we'll have lots and lots of training camp coverage for you starting next week. The morning shift, the steakhouse, Andy and Randy, all will be at Falcons training camp each and every day. Dukes and Bell will be at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. Make sure you come out and see the guys and have a good time with them as training camp is upon us. Atlanta United will return back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium this weekend as well. They will welcome in Charlotte FC on Saturday night. The kickoff is 7:30. Of course, pre-game will be 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. And then 1 week later, so two straight weeks, Atlanta United will be at home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.